Millions of fish in California are in a race against time. The drought there is drying up rivers, which is putting baby salmon at risk. These fish are born in fresh water, then travel to the ocean to live as adults. With rivers dangerously low, state and federal officials have embarked on a drastic plan to save them. Over the next 2.5 months, some 30 million Chinook salmon will be trucked from 5 hatcheries in the state to deeper water where they can resume their journey. NPR's Richard Gonzalez has more.
A large tanker backs up to a dock on the Sacramento River in the delta town of Rio Vista. This climate-controlled truck and three others contain about 400,000 smolt, juvenile salmon about 3 to 4 inches long. At first, the workers struggle to connect the truck to a pipe about 100 feet long that will funnel the salmon to a series of floating holding pens in the water.
You ready in the pen?
That flushing sound is just one stage of an extraordinary effort to spare the fish a grueling 270-mile river run from Northern California. Without the lift, most of these fish wouldn't make it in this drought. Bob Clark is Fisheries Program Supervisor for the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service.
If we don't get any rain later in the year, the river may become too low, too slow, and too clear, so that the fish would face too warm temperatures and too much predation and would end up all perish.
Another worry is that this hitchhike for the fish will disrupt their ability to imprint. That means the process by which the fish learn the location of their home waters so that they can return there from the ocean in 3 or 4 years in order to spawn. Stafford Layers, the chief of fisheries for the State Department of Fish and Wildlife, he says trucking the fish isn't the preferred method, but it's a risk worth taking. Layers says the operation could be a boon to researchers. 25% of these fish have a small tag in their nose identifying their home hatchery.
So we'll be able to track those fish in 4 years or 3 years. As they come back, we take those tags and we read them.
The fisheries have had problems before. In 1991, the state also trucked salmon to the Delta, but the trucks simply dumped the fish near the riverbanks where they were easy pickings for predators. That's why state and federal officials are taking painstaking efforts to make sure every juvenile salmon is flushed properly out of the tanker trucks. The holding pens are operated by staff from a group called the Fishery Foundation. Kerry Burr, a fishery biologist, says the pens allow the fish to get accustomed to the water temperature. She watches as a fish dart below the surface.
Another interesting thing to note is how shiny they are. So these are fully smolted, and they're physiologically ready to go into the salt water from here. Another way that they're looking good and healthy.
After the pens are full, a boat slowly tugs them at about the speed of the tide to the middle of the Sacramento River, where the fish will be released. The salmon are the rootstock of an industry estimated at about $1.5 billion in California and Oregon. On the dock, the executive director of the Golden Gate Salmon Association, John McManus, is beaming.
For us in the sport and the commercial salmon fishery, it means that we should see much better returns of adults in 2016 when these fish are fully grown. We'll have something to harvest.
And that means lovers of salmon will find fish on the market. Richard Gonzalez, NPR News.